On the count of three, we go Sega. One, two, three.
Sega!
That was one of them, wasn't it?
It was. Sega!
Sega! Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Brothers Movie Factory. I'm your host, Ben. With me, as always, the brother of the Brothers Movie Factory.
Miles Tails Prower.
Miles per hour.
That's why.
Jesus. And they wonder why Sega lost. Yeah. With me, as always, the brother of the brother of the brother, sir.
Dr. Robotnik.
Indeed. The next character of Smash Brothers. However, with me as always, Gus, the brother of the brother, Movie Factory, sir. And today, we're going to mix things up. See, what we do here usually on the pod is every week we take a film, we watch said film, we discuss said film, and then we submit that movie to the factory. It's take a film we just watched, and we imagine what it would look like if it came out today. Who would direct it, who would star, etc., etc. Older films, and we look to recast them with modern booking. But today, in honor of the recent Sonic the Hedgehog film, which you, Gus, saw today, we decided to do a little video game discussion. Talk about Sonic. Talk about the impact of Sonic on our lives, and what he's actually meant to us as a character. So with that being said, it's a video game factory today, just talking some Sonic the Hedgehog action. You saw the movie, what'd you think?
I thought it was a very entertaining film. I thought it was actually a very good family picture.
That's what I keep hearing. A lot of people are like, it's a good family movie.
If I was younger, like, I would say early teens, if not preteens.
We're talking cat in the hat levels of action here?
Get up in that mic.
Cat in the hat levels of action here? Yeah. How's that audio quality?
Very good.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say this would have been my shit. There are definitely some jokes that I would have laughed at more if, you know, I was wee. But the movie's harmless. Doesn't do anything game-changing, but it is pretty solid. It sets up a lot of things for a potential sequel, so they were kind of just going for it, because there was a big chance this movie could have failed, but it was very successful at the box office. It's making all the cash, and I'm sure it's going to spawn a sequel. Without spoiling anything, there's a few things they set up for a sequel that I'm very much looking forward to. But yes, it's based on Sonic the Hedgehog, classic video game character. Probably, arguably, I would say the second most famous video
Groundhog
game.
Groundhog in Pennsylvania?
No. Hedgehog in America. Second most famous video game character of all time.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe not anymore, because you could make the argument that, like, you got your Master Chiefs now, and
that's about it.
I mean, Marcus Fenix is even pretty popular.
Who?
The guy from Gears of War.
That's my point.
Kratos?
Your grandmother knows who Sonic the Hedgehog is.
But she doesn't know who Master Chief is. She doesn't know why all these youngins are dancing because of Fortnite.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, everyone else is like, it's like that I feel like all the kids today, I mean, everyone knows who Sonic is. So this is a joke, people. Calm down. But I feel like all the kids today are the same as that little kid from the Apple commercial for the Mac or for an iPad. Where, you ever seen that commercial? You don't watch TV. There was this commercial for an iPad. Think about this when I say, like you said, your grandma knows Sonic. But the young kids, they might not know Sonic. But think about this. They do know Sonic. This is why the joke. The commercial is a girl. She's, like, taking her iPad everywhere, and she's doing everything on her iPad. And this older lady walks up to her and says, well, you're working on your computer there? And she goes, what's a computer? It's the dumbest commercial ever.
Yeah.
But Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is, you know, you got these youngins, they like their Master Chiefs and their Captain Prices, and yeah, but I mean, Sonic's there.
Fuck is Captain Price?
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, yeah. And Modern Warfare in general.
But you see, you asked me
Link,
that,
damn it.
You asked me that question, I don't know who that is. You ask these kids who know those characters, they still know who Sonic is.
I think, I feel like Link is bigger than Sonic now.
I almost disagree, because half the world still thinks Link is Zelda.
Zelda.
That Zelda over there.
Ours.
So Sonic the Hedgehog was created in 1991.
The Blue Blur.
Yeah, for the Sega Genesis system to directly compete with Nintendo, who was crushing it in the video game industry.
Bringing it back from the video game collapse.
Yes. And so Sega wanted to have a mascot. You know, Nintendo had Mario. They even compared it like to Disney. They had Mickey Mouse. Who'd Sega have?
Gex the Gecko. I don't think
that wasn't even a thing yet.
Qbert?
Arcades.
What was the fight? Soul Calibur was on Dreamcast?
That was later, yeah. But this is 1991.
I didn't play Sega.
So they created a character to compete against Mario, and then they made a game after that. And it was pretty revolutionary when it came out.
Well, because with Mario, it was more like you just moved regular platforming left to right, or just right, really, at first, because you couldn't go backward. But that was your whole thing, was like, and it became an idea to finish games quickly or finish fastly. And they kind of made that part of the gimmick, was like, how about you see how fast you can finish a level?
Yeah.
Like, get through it as quickly as possible.
And that was what was different about Sonic the Hedgehog, and different than any other game at the time, was the speed. You felt like you were booking.
You felt like you were, gotta go fast.
Gotta go faster.
Faster.
Faster. Faster. Faster. Faster. Faster.
Jaleel White.
That's the theme song to
Sonic the Hedgehog, the animation.
Sonic X.
Oh, okay.
You watched that show.
I tried. It was only on like Saturdays at a weird time.
On 4Kids.
Yeah.
So yeah, I remember growing up, we didn't have a Sega Genesis.
Obviously.
No.
I also was born in 95, so yeah. I mean, like, I grew up around a Nintendo and a Super Nintendo. However, I did not grow up playing those games.
Right. You didn't even grow up around a Super Nintendo until I bought one when I was a teenager.
Yeah. N64 was more my beginning. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Nah, but I mean, I played a lot of Sonic on the GameCube, we'll touch base on. I didn't actually, like... It's wrong to say I didn't grow up with it, because I did grow up with Sonic. I didn't grow up with Sega.
Right. So part of these stories I'm about to tell might even be before your time on this earth. But I remember we would go to a local video store. Now, we grew up in the boonies, so it was kind of weird that there was a video rental store all the way out there. But my mother was friends with the owner. Who was, you know, the mother of a friend of our older brother.
A friend of a friend.
Yeah. And she had a parakeet at their house. So I would say, when we'd go rent a movie, I'd be like, hey, I'm going to go see your parakeet. And she'd be like, oh, that's fine. And I'd just go in their house. I'd go in their basement sometimes, because they had a Sega Genesis.
You're a monster.
And I would play Sonic the Hedgehog or Sonic Spinball.
You just broke in down there.
Kind of.
You're
kind of did.
You're going to jail.
And then even later, in our later years, we had a neighbor friend. We'd go and visit often. They had a Sega Genesis. And we'd play stuff like Sonic and what was it? They had Mortal Kombat on that. And I can never remember this game. It was another fighting game. You picked like... There's like a detective character or a superhero character or a monster character, and you just fight each other. But I always found myself going back to the Sonic games, because I knew Sonic was like the thing for Sega, and a lot of people would argue, like, what's better, Sega or Nintendo? Because, you know, Sega does what Nintendo don't.
But hindsight, I mean, you saw who won overall, Nintendo, obviously. But, I mean, you play Mario, like the first Mario game, and you play the first Sonic game. And I really think that Mario is still the better game. Especially as you see, though, too, like as Mario games continue to come out to this day, and, you know, think about, like, Sonic has never successfully made the leap to 3D where Mario has. And right. Honestly, it's due to that, like, key component of the whole point of Sonic is to go fast. And you really can't capture that speed in a 3D space very well.
Not so well. Some games they have.
Like, Shadow. Well, Shadow the Hedgehog.
No, that game's garbage.
He's fast.
He's riding on a motorcycle and you crash a lot.
I remember watching the intro to Shadow, and I'm like, this game is as good as graphics will ever get.
So when Sonic the Hedgehog launched in 1991, it became such a huge hit that Sega had a great idea to compete with Nintendo. They're going to lower their price of the Sega to be cheaper than Super Nintendo, and it's going to come with Sonic the Hedgehog.
Monsters.
So it got a lot of people buying Segas.
So they're like, let's release the Wii with Wii Sports and go up against Sega.
By like early 1992, Sega was beating Nintendo in sales.
Sega's not an American-based company.
No,
no. It's a Japanese-based company.
But most of their sales were in America at the time. And like, even when it came to designing Sonic, they sent it to the Sega team in America for like final approval, and it was based on their recommendations what the final look would
make
be.
Make them look cool.
More Americanized, actually. So they quickly went into making Sonic the Hedgehog 2 because it was such a big hit.
So we got an American hedgehog and an Italian plumber running two Japanese companies.
And it was the sequel.
He's not a plumber anymore, I'm sorry.
What is he now?
I don't know. They revoked that status, though. He's not a plumber anymore.
Why?
I don't know. They revoked that status and gave him nipples and released Mario Odyssey. So here we are. Mario has nipples and he isn't a plumber anymore.
He's a man. So in the sequel, what can they change it up? Like, how can they change it up, rather? And they made it two-player, so you and a buddy can play. That got a lot more people buying these consoles. And these games.
What was Miles?
Tails?
Tails, middle name.
Tails. Miles, Tails, Prower. Prower.
And it's Miles Per Hour.
Kind of, yeah. Because the original creator wanted his name to be Miles Prower. That was it. But, like,
someone was like, that's stupid.
Yeah, they're like, this thing's got two tails, so we'll call them Tails.
Yeah. Like, Sonic's super fast. Think that's two on the nose? No, no. But Miles Prower?
Yeah, exactly. So,
like, what about this character? Well, he's got big knuckles.
Let's call him Luigi.
This one here is kind of a darker Shadow, Sonic. It's kind of like a Shadow. Fuck. This one's a Metal Sonic. What should we call him?
Metal Sonic. You said it already.
Whoa. Fuck, that's good. Starting to wonder why Sega lost. Meanwhile, we have Mario, Wario, Waluigi, Luigi.
That's all I need.
Birdo, Peach, Daisy. Original names.
Simple.
Toad, Toadette.
Todita. That's what I used to think it was.
Ludwig.
Ludwig. So, it was just another big hit. And they were they were gearing up to make a third one. But it wasn't going to be ready for the next year. And they knew it was going to be a big hit. And it was going to be a lot of work. So, in the meantime, guess what game they came out with?
Sonic Spinball.
Sonic Spinball.
Oh, it's my favorite.
Just in time for the holiday season.
Favorite. That's honestly my favorite Sonic game.
It was a popular stage in the second game. It was like a Las Vegas stage. There was like a pinball set up. And it was really popular, so they made a whole game based around that. And if you haven't played Sonic Spinball, you should, because it's different. It's fun.
I love it. I did figure... My friend had it on Game Boy Advance. It was like Sonic Spinball, Golden Axe,
yeah,
and one other game, Dolphin.
I would say Dolphin.
Echo the Dolphin. Mm-hmm. Had those three games, and obviously I'm not gonna play Echo the goddamn Dolphin because it was so hard. Yeah. And Golden Axe was a lot of fun, but I never really got into the beat 'em ups that much, and that's kind of a beat 'em up esque game. But Sonic Spinball, I played that first level too many times because
I don't think I've ever gotten past that first level.
Yeah, I know. Hey, there's only three levels.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's only three maps.
But they put that game out just to tide people over because they were rushing to get the third one out, and they did, and then introduced the character you mentioned a second ago, Knuckles the Akenda, I think is how you say it. Some Australian animal. But he was different, too, because he had these spikes.
Big knuckles.
He had big knuckles. He could climb and glide. And he was very popular because he had a cool, carefree attitude, just kind of like Sonic, but more serious.
Really Sonic Boom.
No. that's nowadays.
We'll just keep reminding you where it'll go.
But that year, same year, they came out with Sonic and Knuckles, a game. And that was a direct continuation of the third one, but the...
Yeah, it's the Sonic 3, and then there was Sonic and Knuckles, right?
Same year.
But they were like continuations, mm-hmm. Yeah. Because people get them confused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the original creator of the game, he wanted Knuckles to be a playable character in the third game, but because of time constraints, he wasn't able to do that. So what they did was, this is the first game to do this, where you could... It came with a cartridge of Sonic and Knuckles, but it had the little digital pins on top, so you could put your Sonic the Hedgehog 3 on top of that and stick it in your Genesis. So it was like two games stacked on each other, and you could play Sonic the Hedgehog 3 as Knuckles. And with that, you could also play Sonic the Hedgehog 2 as Knuckles.
And if you took your cartridge of Super Mario Brothers and smashed it into your Sega, you could play as Toad.
If you smashed it in your Sega, you can play anything at all. Yeah. but you have to remember you had to blow in it.
Yeah,
before.
You had to blow in that cartridge.
Yeah. And then this is when things started going downhill for old Sega baby. Because now
they started screaming.
No, actually. It, so the year
they got
now
too hardcore.
Is like 94 going into 95. The PlayStation is coming out.
Because of Nintendo's folly.
Yeah.
You see how much that just sold for?
What? Sold
the,
to?
The Nintendo PlayStation prototype.
Oh, shit.
It was like $350 million.
I believe it.
It was like the highest selling video game console ever or something mm-hmm. like that.
Just
that price.
We might talk about that another day. But yeah, at one point, Nintendo and Sony were going to make a Nintendo PlayStation.
Mm-hmm. It looked like the PlayStation, just with almost more like an N64-esque design.
Mm-hmm. And the deal, it kind of went the way of Quint due to shenanigans. And so
really Nintendo's fault.
It was Nintendo's fault. They decided to go a different way with things. And
Philips.
Yeah, of all things.
They went with Philips.
Fucking CDI was a piece of shit
and
system,
and they invented the fucking monster that was Sony. Especially back then. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're still
huge,
but...
Sony was already a thing, but they invented Sony PlayStation.
Yeah. They made competition where there was none at the time.
There was none. That was supposed to be AJ Styles' theme song.
You went from, they don't want none, no, they don't want none, to there was none. That's
the harmony.
That's completely different. They don't want none. There was none.
So, PlayStation is on the horizon. Nintendo 64 is on the horizon. They're going to have these big 3D systems, these 64-bit systems. And here we are with Sega with their 32-bits. And they tried to make the illusion of 3D with a game like, do you remember Sonic CD, or not Sonic CD, Sonic 3D Blast.
I believe.
It was like, it was really weird. It was like a three-dimensional game. It played like shit. And,
the Sonic arcade game, I'm trying to remember what it was.
An arcade
fighting
game?
It was an arcade fighting game.
I mean, there was a racing game.
Nah, there was an arcade fighting game. I used to play it, because I would play as the bird.
Oh, yeah.
What was that? Sonic?
Sonic Fighters.
Sonic Championship? Sonic.
Maybe.
What are you? Sonic the Fighters. Yeah. So. Yes! Sonic the Fighters.
Okay.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, I remember that a little bit. I mean, there's, in between all this stuff, between what I'm about to say, coming in 1995, 1996, and 1994 is where I started this. I remember that.
Yeah.
There was a plethora of Sonic games. There was Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine. There was...
Dr. Mario, basically.
Yeah. There was Sonic 3D Blast, like I said. There was Sonic CD. Sega came out with all these add-ons to the Genesis. There was the 32X, which enhanced your graphics. There was the CD, which actually played CD discs. You just like attached it to your Genesis. And there was a game called Sonic CD, pardon me, which a lot of people regard as the best Sonic the Hedgehog game, and is the only Sonic the Hedgehog game that I've personally beat. It was very hard. And the only reason I beat it was because it was on an emulator.
So I could save
whenever I wanted. But yeah, moving forward, here they got PlayStation coming out, Nintendo 64 coming out. Sega wanted to beat the rush and be the first to have a CD-based system that would have 3D graphics. And they rushed their newest system, the Sega Saturn. Very expensive. And didn't have any good launch games other than a Sonic game. But it wasn't even an original Sonic game. They just ported Sonic 3D Blast, which was very disappointing to fans. And then from there, they released Sonic Jam, which was just Sonic 1, 2, and 3, like on a compilation disc. But it also had like a 3D like homeworld kind of thing, which was like a nice look at things to come. But then from there you had Sonic R. Remember that?
Yeah, racing.
You run around and race with like weird anime music.
Hey, no anime music's weird.
Yeah. And, your game you're just talking about, Sonic Fighters?
That was on Sonic, Gems.
Yeah.
Sonic Fighters
was on
Gems.
And there's just so many others, and the Saturn was seen as a failure because... Shortly after, they realized the Saturn wasn't able to compete with the PlayStation or the Nintendo 64. So, they started work on the Dreamcast. And that was going to be, like, their last hurrah. Because, as a company, they were failing. They weren't making any cash. And sales were plummeting because they didn't have any quality games.
Indeed.
And then they launched the Dreamcast. A lot of people have very fond memories of the of the Dreamcast.
I even have some memories of the Dreamcast.
Sure.
We didn't have one, but who was there? Our cousins had one. Was it our parents' friends had one?
Both.
Uh huh. I remember playing Soul Calibur. Vega. Who has Vega? Tekken has Vega.
No. Street Fighter is Vega.
What was I playing it on?
Soul Calibur. Who?
I must have been Soul Calibur.
I mean, yeah, there's Soul Calibur. Who's on? There's Ivy, Nightmare.
I always played Zelda or Link.
That was in Soul Calibur 2
on the
GameCube.
I always played Link. That was the only Soul Calibur game I had 4 for the PS3, too. Because you could play as Darth Vader on the PS3 version.
That was hard.
That was hard. I just remember the little the plug-in thing you would do, and remember thinking, like, this is stupid-looking controller, and then let me go play my N64.
With a cool controller.
Yeah.
Now, I remember playing at, like, a KB Toys.
EB Games?
Maybe EB Games.
I was like, what the hell? It's KB Toys.
Oh, there's KB Toys. but EB Games.
Electronics Boutique.
Yeah.
Which merged into GameStop.
I remember playing at EB Games. They had a setup for a Dreamcast. You could play Sonic Adventure and play that classic track where you're running at the camera and the orca whale is after you, that killer whale. Yeah. That was the last little taste of the glory that Sonic had on a Sega system. But due to just lack of confidence for previous systems and games, and I believe the Dreamcast had a pretty expensive selling price, the console failed and just couldn't compete with the PlayStation 2 that came out shortly after.
Which is the best-selling console of all time.
Yeah, and the Nintendo GameCube, which did all right for itself as well.
It did. It's considered a failure, but it did okay.
Yeah. And, pardon me.
We were just arguing that it might have been one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
But that's to say, all right, you basically said Sega lost, that was his last hurrah, and then we find ourselves at the GameCube. And that's, like I said, where I grew up mostly with Sonic games. And I think, to be honest, overall, you grew up more with Sonic games, probably on the GameCube, more or less, in terms of actually playing Sonic.
Yeah, yeah. Because we got a game called Sonic Mega Collection.
Indeed.
And came with
and
a whole
Sonic
bunch of
Gems Collection as
yeah,
well
yeah.
later.
Shortly later.
Which is funny, because Gems Collection comes with, like, Game Gear games. Like, Sega yeah. Game Gear games. It's like, it's Gems! I'm like, they're the same games, lower quality.
Yeah.
Mega Collection came with Sonic Spinball on it and had all the original Sonic games. Had Sonic R on it and one of them.
That was Gems, yeah.
Yeah, so it had a lot of these. It's almost like a pack you didn't see at that time. Like, a pack of all these classic games wrapped into one. It was a cool moment.
I mean, what was really cool about it was this was like your first look at Sonic, Sega Sonic, on a Nintendo system.
Which is weird, because that would be like seeing Link on, like, seeing Breath of the Wild on a PlayStation.
Seeing Super Mario World on the Xbox.
Yeah, like that just doesn't happen. Like, yeah. My one buddy, when Breath of the Wild came out, he wanted a Switch, but he didn't want to buy a Switch. He just wanted to play Breath of the Wild right then. So he downloaded, like, an emulator on his computer.
Oh, yeah?
And played it on his computer with a PlayStation controller. I'm like, that's stupid.
That's just sacrilegious.
Yeah, that's not how this works.
No.
You played on a Nintendo, you didn't actually
play it.
It's
like eating sushi with ketchup. You just don't do it.
Who are you?
I just said, you don't do it.
Who comes up with that analogy?
I'll tell you who.
Me.
But yeah, and then a very popular game on the GameCube was Sonic Adventure 2 Battle.
Wow.
Yeah. And it introduced a very classic character in the Sonic world, Shadow.
I don't know if you remember this, too. I had on the Game Boy Advanced, I had Sonic Advance 3,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
which I could never beat. But I remember being able to... It was fun because you could, like, collect sprites and do stuff with these sprites. Almost treat them like pets. And I also had a fun game called Sonic Battle. Do you remember that?
Sonic Battle on
the
Game Boy?
It was on the Game Boy Advance. Mm. It some pictures there, screenshots. It was like an over-arcing one.
Yeah.
And you'd, like, slide around and fight each other. It was like a fighting game, like an arcade-style fighting game, in a sense. It was really interesting. It was a lot of fun. But I had that. My childhood of Game Boy games was all over the place, too. It was, like, always one thing or another. Mm-hmm. But after that, I really didn't... We got Shadow the Hedgehog, which you were just talking about, the game Shadow the Hedgehog, which I remember thinking, like, this is going to be great. And it wasn't. And the next time, honestly, overall, I can remember wanting an actual Sonic game was Sonic Riders. I wanted Sonic Riders,
oh, yeah.
And I didn't. We didn't get it.
Yeah, we had, like, a demo of it.
Yeah.
For the Wii U.
It was cool. It was, like, a kart racing game or kart-style game, but you were on, like, hoverboards.
That was a sequel, wasn't it? No,
you're
Sonic, right.
There
was
only one Sonic.
Yeah, no,
Riders.
I'm thinking of the one that was out for the Wii U.
Sonic All-Star Racing.
That was it.
Yeah. That was, honestly a really good kart racer, that one, because it was boats, planes, and cars.
Yeah, Sonic
and
Riders.
You transformed as you were driving, so you'd like hit an airstrip and turn into a plane, and you'd be flying
now. Hit the water, and you'd turn into a
hovercraft. I kind of like that. I honestly think that's where Mario Kart should go next, because they did the anti-gravity thing, but that would be pretty cool if they they finally made, because that was something that like Diddy Kong Racing always had too, right?
Mm. They you could. It was either kart race, hovercraft race, or airplane race.
Yeah, like Diddy that would be cool if they could do something like they did with Sonic All-Star Racing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was the last time I really had an inkling for a Sonic game. Now, we did venture into Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games on the Wii. We had that, and we jammed through that pretty hardcore. And then did you play Sonic Colors?
I bought and played.
You
and
went
beat.
Through like
I
a
did,
really big
I did,
phase.
I did beat Sonic Colors.
Yeah, you went through a big phase of like wanting to play Sonic games, because I feel like you beat like Colors and then CD or vice versa.
It was vice versa. I beat CD and then I was like, I gotta play more. And Colors had came out semi recently, and it got pretty good reviews compared to other Sonic games that came out at the time.
There was a 360 game for the Kinect called Sonic Free Riders.
Ooh.
And it was a Kinect game.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Sonic, and that's what I was going to touch on from what you said to start this whole conversation off, was the games in 3D have never been able to feel like you're going fast like those 2D ones did. Sonic Colors did. There were times in Sonic Colors where you're like, holy shit, I'm cooking. But it did a good job at blending both the 2D and the 3D style of playing. And I agree. I think Sonic should stay 2D, but every now and then they bring them 3D.
Let's look at all our 3Ds here. We got Sonic Heroes. I'm probably going to miss some. Sonic Heroes, Shadow the Hedgehog.
Own it, yeah.
Sonic Riders, which was 3D. Sonic the Hedgehog.
The regardless, one of the worst games ever.
The first one, I meant Shadow the Hedgehog. And Sonic the Hedgehog, yeah. That's the one where he has like the... Well, it glitches out, and he has the relationship with the woman, the lady. Sonic Rivals, Sonic and the Secret Rings.
I bought that one. Haven't played it. I bought it like when I was in that Sonic mood.
We'll say Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games. Mm-hmm. Sonic Rivals 2, Sonic Riders Zero Gravity.
Yeah, I remember that.
Sonic Chronicles on the DS. I don't remember that one. Sonic Unleashed. That's when he was the werewolf.
Yeah, the werehog.
Sonic and the Black Knight.
I bought that too, I believe. And
like,
never
these games gotta be okay.
They're supposedly trash.
Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games. Did we play that? Did we get Winter Olympic Games?
Winter, no.
No. Sonic Sega All-Star Racing, which is a pretty cool game. Sonic Free Riders, Sonic Colors, Sonic Generations, which is actually supposed to be really good.
Yeah.
Sonic, Mario and Sonic at the London Games, Sonic Dash on the phone.
Sweet.
I used to play it. Sonic the Lost World, I think that was on 3DS.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mario and Sonic at the last Winter Games we had. Yeah. Sochi Olympic Games, Sonic Boom, Rise of Lyric. Sonic Boom, the Shattered Crystal, Mario and Sonic at the Rio Olympic Games, Sonic Boom, Fire and Ice.
Sweet.
Sonic Runners Adventure, Sonic Forces, which is the last one that came out, Sonic Racing, Sonic Team Racing, and Sonic at the Olympic Games this year.
Well, there's also...
Those are the 3D only.
Okay, I was going to say, they came out with Sonic the Hedgehog 4.
Yes.
It was like a episodic game. And then they had Sonic Mania.
Yeah, which Sonic Mania wasn't made by Sega.
Oh, no.
It's made by a different guy or group.
A different guy.
A different buddy.
So, yeah, I mean...
I believe it's not... Yeah, the designer is Jared, I'll say Castle, K-A-S-L.
Mm-hmm.
It's on his own engine. Sega helped develop it. But there were, like, Christian Whitehead, Headcanon, a couple different developers on board with that project. But there was one specific guy that, like, brought it back and ran it.
I, you know, just kind of chronicling our game playing of Sonic the Hedgehog. And going back to that Sonic Mega Collection, because that's where I have, like, the strongest memories of Sonic. Playing these games, anyway. Just want to share another memory. Do you remember... We would go like on family trips skiing.
Yeah, and we kind of
we'd stay.
I only remember a couple things.
Yeah, we'd stay at this place in Old Buffalo, New York, and we'd bring a big fucking Zenith box TV.
I don't remember bringing that.
Yeah, and we brought the GameCube, and I remember playing a lot of Sonic games there, especially the third one, because you could actually save that
game. This is the year I got sick.
I don't remember.
I got strep throat. That's all I remember. I got strep throat one time. I remember puking. Like, everywhere. But other than that, I don't remember anything.
But also in that game, I don't know if you remember this, but there's lots of extras. And part of the extras is comics. It has every issue of Sonic the Hedgehog, the comic.
So that would cost you like $2 a piece now if they had that in the game. Microtransaction.
Yeah. They had like, it's like over 100 issues.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And,
like, no one wants to read these. Put them in.
That's what I used to, I would sit there and read them while we were on that skiing trip when we weren't skiing. I also had, like, little videos and movies.
Yeah, that's where I'd watch that opening to that show.
And it wasn't an opening to a show. It was actually an opening
to Sonic CD. Just
the game, Sonic CD, which wasn't included on that system, which, or that disc, which kind of sucked.
It's an awesome opening.
But I don't know if you remember this, you know, just speaking on Sonic as a game and the comics. Yes, it was so popular and spawned comic books. It spawned a plethora of cartoons. Do you remember watching any of those cartoons?
I remember wanting to on 4Kids, but I just remember never being able to actually watch them. I remember a movie, though, that we watched, a cartoon movie that you've mentioned that we thought about watching tonight just to have like a refresher, but we used to watch that. What was that? That had Metal
called,
Sonic in
yeah,
it, though.
Called Sonic the Hedgehog, the movie.
Yeah.
It came out in 1999.
Yeah. And he went up against Metal Sonic.
Yes.
And I just remember I wanted to be Metal Sonic.
Yes. Metal Sonic was pretty fucking cool.
Yeah. He's Sonic and he's metal.
Yeah. A creation of Dr. Robotnik to rival Sonic and to defeat him once and for all.
In a race.
Yeah. And that was what was cool about that movie was Dr. Robotnik actually like kind of pleads with Sonic and I think the president in that movie. It's been a while since I've seen it, but it's saying like his city where Dr. Robotnik lives has been taken over by this metal Sonic, and the real Sonic needs to defeat him, but it's really a trap that Robotnik set.
He's a genius.
And they have a big race in the city, which is really cool. Ed's with a tear rolling down your cheek.
Yeah.
But no, these cartoons, you don't remember, there was one, it was on a Disney channel. It wasn't originally on Disney Channel, because the cartoon aired in 1992 on whatever channel it did. But it looked a little cheaper, and more on the funny,
more on the funny,
funny friendly side. The theme song, I'll give you a little hum. It's like da 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 da.
Maybe.
And it had Dr. Robotnik and his two bumbling robot henchmen.
Sounds familiar.
And like a rooster looking one and then like a dum dum looking one
with a
drill nose.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's also a more serious Sonic cartoon
where you're just killing people.
Speed Spy. Sonic the Hedgehog, too fast for the naked eye. Sonic the Hedgehog.
No.
Sonic, he can really move.
If it wasn't Ed, Edd n Eddy, I wasn't watching it.
and then the cartoon Sonic entered the punk phase with Sonic Underground.
I remember Sonic,
Sonic Underground.
That was like when I wanted to watch.
Because we actually had a DVD of Sonic Underground, like a couple episodes of it. And it was like Blade Runner meets Sonic the Hedgehog.
Jesus.
Like Neo, no wonder it didn't Neo catch on. Future.
Like Sonic is a replicant. But you won't know until the end when there's a unicorn.
Yeah, and there's like that Sonic X show, which I never watched. You and some of your friends did, because that was what was popular back then. You had a Sonic toy, he had a Chaos Emerald, and Tails. So he could like spin his tail.
Tails doing what?
Tails does. Tails is as Tails does.
That's what they say.
That's what Mom always said. And then here we are, 2020, and you have a Sonic the Hedgehog movie, number one at the box office.
Indeed. Is, going up against Birds of Prey.
It's
Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey.
It's the highest grossing comic book, is the highest grossing video game movie. Not highest grossing, my apologies.
Fix your shit.
Let me start over. Sonic the Hedgehog is the highest grossing opening weekend for a video game movie of all time. Whoa. Beating Detective Pikachu from last year.
Whoa.
And,
oh my god.
That's pretty impressive. This movie had all the potential to fail. There was that big shabip last year when they... when they released the original concept look of Sonic the Hedgehog, which looked like nightmare fuel.
That marketing ploy.
Yeah. Now, do you remember that trailer with that
abomination? Meow?
Yeah.
His teeth?
Yeah. The eyes were wrong.
He's got teeth. Unpleasant.
I mean, he still has teeth, but...
He's got long legs. Not sightly. I forget the quote from The Grinch. He has fur. Not pleasant. He had facial hair. Not right. The mayor says it about The Grinch.
That's right.
I forget the quote, though.
That's good. And, an animation studio went back and they fixed it. They heard the pleas of the fans, more like the bitching of the fans. And it was for the best, because I guarantee if they would have kept it how it was, it would have just been a disaster and no one would have went and saw it. Because there's something psychologically about that, like seeing... It says Sonic the Hedgehog, but that looks nothing like Sonic the Hedgehog.
That's a classic video game movie issue. It was almost like they're like, all right, this is what Sonic looks like in the games, but we need to make him look realistic, so let's make him look like a person. I'm like, but he's a hedgehog, and he's not real.
They're like, no, he's an alien.
Yeah.
They fixed it, made him look more like Sonic the Hedgehog, go figure. And, for that alone, I was going to go see that movie. Even if the reviews were awful, I was going to go see it just to support things like that. And I went and saw it today, and I was pleasantly surprised. It was enjoyable. Like I said, harmless. You're not going to come out of that feeling like...
Resident Evil.
Yeah, like betrayed. Like, they ruined my memories of Sonic the Hedgehog.
I heard that it actually treats like old fans very well.
Mm-hmm.
There's
some good nods.
Yeah.
There's some good nods. And can you guess what the best part of the movie is, if you ask me?
Jim Carrey
as Dr. Robotnik. Great character for him. Great costume designs too, of all things. But
the first time I saw him, I'm like, god damn it.
Yeah. I don't know if you've heard this, but a lot of people talk about a dance scene for Dr. Robotnik.
No.
It is very entertaining.
He dances?
He dances while he's like programming his like ultimate machine.
Whoa. Les Grossman style.
Yeah, he was he was very good, very entertaining, and just a unique portrayal of Dr. Robotnik, because he's not like he is in the games or in the comics or in the cartoons or anything like that. It's his own Jim Carrey thing. It's like a more mild Riddler.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, oh, really?
Actually, I heard he was a lot like the Riddler in this.
Yeah, a more mild and kind of sinister. But he's
still want him to play a Riddler if they bring him in. Yeah, they didn't get him.
No, they got Paul Dano.
Stupid. He's not the Riddler.
Some would argue that this isn't Dr. Robotnik, but... Hang in there, kids. Wait for the sequel, if that's your concern.
I'll be back in the sequel.
Yeah. But I had a good time. Good time.
That's all you can ask for. That's all you can ask for when living in this desert of non-video game films, pretty much. Which we're actually kind of, sadly, in a golden age right now with two hits. Two hits. Yeah, I'd say hits. Sonic and Detective Pikachu, kind of breaking through the barrier. You got Witcher 3. You can't really say it's a video game movie, but it's not necessarily. It's currently based on novels, so it has a little bit of help. It has more than one medium.
I mean, the video game is based on the books.
Yes.
So.
But the video games take place 7 years after the books. There's seven books total. So, you know, you got a lot to pull from. Seems like the first season is based on the first two books, which is a collection of short stories. So, yeah, but you could say, yeah, sure, it's a video game-esque film. There's video games based on the show that came out before the show. So, yeah, and then there's Castlevania has been really good, the anime, and then the third season comes out this season. Netflix ordered a Silent Hill show or movie, but it's being developed by the director of the original movie.
Okay.
Which actually, apparently, hindsight, a lot of people are actually starting to like that movie, like what it did and what it tried to do and stuff. They're doing a Resident Evil show, Netflix is, which is kind of interesting. And
Illumination? They're doing Super Mario Brothers.
Illumination's doing Super Mario Brothers. I got you. I was thinking of the game. And then, it's called Fatal Frame, which is a lesser known game. I've never played it, but I know of it. That's getting a Netflix show and or movie. So we're kind of in a golden age. You know, there's only so many superheroes in the world, and you can adapt video games, I think, more to television, to shows, than you can to a movie. That format just doesn't seem to tie in well. Yeah, it's too constrictive. Whereas in a show, you can do more development. But all in all, I guess we'll see. But we got Sonic, and obviously probably going to get a sequel as it is dominating the box office right now.
And it's just working out just right for that movie because there's really nothing else to see right now.
Yeah, this is usually the month where they send things to die, isn't it? Or is it January?
It's February and January.
Yeah, because it's early in the year and all that jazz as they get ready for their blockbusters, summer blockbusters. But indeed, well, is there anything else you want to touch base on?
I want to give you some trivia.
Okay.
Some Sonic the Hedgehog trivia. So we'll see how you do. And every time you're wrong, you get one butt smack. All right. Sonic the Hedgehog. He has a craving for a food item, a junk food item. What is it?
Bananas. It's Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong likes bananas. Mario likes mushrooms. Sonic likes
cheeseburgers?
Close.
French fries.
One more guess.
If it's just hamburgers, I'm slapping. Not cheeseburgers.
It's hamburgers. Slap my own ass.
Not French fries, not cheeseburger. Tacos.
Chili dogs.
How is that close? If I would have said hot dogs, you'd been like, nah, not yet.
Well, you said tacos to end it.
That was me clapping my hands.
Oh, shit. That's funny. Chili dogs.
Okay.
Who was the voice of the original?
Leo White.
Okay. The original Dr. Robotnik.
Urkel himself.
No. Yes, you're right. Julia White voiced Sonic the Hedgehog in the original cartoon. And one more trivia question for you. When Sonic, gets his power up to be invincible.
Yeah, Golden Sonic.
Yeah. He smashes something to receive it. What is that device? What is it in the shape of?
Crystal?
No.
Emerald?
No.
A ring?
A computer.
That's stupid.
And one more bonus to save you from all of it.
See, I didn't play Sonic.
Save you from all the butt smacking. Can you hum me or sing me the Sonic the Hedgehog theme song? Well done.
Yeah.
No butt smacking for you.
Survive. Indeed. Well, you got anything else then?
That'll do it.
All right. Well, that is the show, everyone. Hope you enjoyed it. If you liked what you heard, be sure to check us out on Audioboom. That is our primary site. That's where we post the podcast first and subsequently ship it out everywhere else so it goes over to Spotify, Google Play, wherever you find podcasts, we're there. You can also find us on Twitter. We are at the Bros Movie Pod. That's where we're going to be posting links to the show, episodes, what we're going to be watching this week and next week, etc. We'll also be retweeting a lot of great shows, so be sure to check us out there. You can also find us on Facebook.
Go to Facebook and type in the Brothers Movie Factory. You'll find us. That's where I like to post memes and pictures and links to the movies we watch each and every week, or in this case, like a Sonic history lesson. The links I include typically include Spotify, Audioboom, Twitter, and at.
Indeed. So we hope you enjoyed the show, everyone. Be sure to catch us next week. But until then, brothers.
Brothers.
Brothers. Brothers.